T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Tyler Kennedy brought to you by JP Roofing and Mike's Beer Bar on the North Shore. Meet me at Mike's. And fans are worried about the altitude tonight, Tyler. Is that a real thing? Altitude fatigue.
It is, but I think it's the least of their problems.
Agreed.
Again, you do feel it, but you get used to it pretty quick in a game. By the third period, you know, you get adjusted, but the first period, it definitely is an adjustment. But again, like I said, that's the least of their problems.
What's their biggest problem?
They're just vanilla right now. There's no spark from anyone. You know, Zucker was bringing a little bit. I just feel like their season's on the line. Like, they should be letting it all hang out. They need a lot more from a lot more guys.
Is there a solution to this big problem of being too vanilla? Let me put it this way. You said maybe those guys could all give a lot more, but is there something that Mike Sullivan could do, moves he could make with his lineup that could solve this problem?
You know what I'd love to see? I'd love the two-headed monster to come back together. I'm scared for the other lines, but I just would love to see those two get back together and just go on a tear. I think that would motivate me as a player.
Tyler, do those guys like playing on a line together, Sid and Gino?
Yeah, I think so. I think the game is just so fun for them when they're on the line, because they just think at such a high level that they just try stuff. They do, and when they are together, they do well. Again, when they're on the power play, but to see them for a full night or a couple games together, I just think it'd be scary to see them just together.
What's it do for the mentality of a team? You know, they did play well against Ottawa as far as getting a ton of shots, and then this guy making his first start, what is it, Dylan Ferguson?
Yep.
Stops all but one of them, Tyler. What's it do to a team's psyche and mental state when you see a guy who's never started an NHL game do that to you and you lose despite playing better?
I think the player's been through a lot of situations where you run into a hot goalie. Again, you knew he was going to play well. Especially after he started getting a little bit more comfortable playing, getting a couple stops, you knew it was kind of snowballing for him in the right direction, that goalie. And again, it is what it is. But when a goalie plays like that and he's feeling good, I just feel like the Penguins have to find a way to get him back off his game, or to, you know, bump into him, get in his face, get some traffic in there. And I think they didn't do a very good job last game of that. I thought they made it too easy on him.
Talking to former Penguins Stanley Cup champ Tyler Kennedy. Tyler, what do you think should happen this offseason if they can't make the playoffs?
Whew. I think something has to happen. There's got to be moves that are pretty drastic in the sense that they need to change, because they haven't looked good, to be honest, for the last 2 years. You know, last year they were in and out real quick. This year they're kind of the same thing. So I think what I would do is really, you know, almost overhaul the team, where you're overhauling it, but you're not rebuilding it, if you know what I'm saying.
Should Ron Hextall be the guy making that overhaul?
No comment.
Great answer. We love that answer, Tyler. Tyler, who are the guys, when you said a lot of guys can do more, who's the person you're circling as a prime candidate for that in these last 12 games?
I don't know if there's just one person. I think the fourth, fifth, sixth defenseman have to be better. I think the third and fourth line have to be better. I think when you look at Sid and Gino, I still think Sid and Gino are still playing at a pretty elite level. I think Zucker kind of cooled off a little bit, but I'm circling more the depth kind of players than anyone else.
Are they not like You say like overhaul, but not rebuild. How realistic is it that you can do that in one offseason? Because it sounds to me, correct me if I'm wrong, that you're saying basically change the personality of the bottom six here. Like just change the way the team outside of their stars goes about their business. Is that correct? Is that what you're kind of implying?
A little bit. I just think with the right, I think if Hextall or whoever makes the right moves, I think you can. I think there is opportunity in the offseason to do it.
Do you think they're going to make the playoffs as it sits right now, 12 games left and 1 point out? Do you feel like this team's still going to find a way to mount a charge and get themselves in?
Yeah, no matter what, I never bet against Sid and Gino and Letang. They're too good of players to, you know, miss playoffs. I think if they have to, they'll throw the team right on their back. I still believe they will. I really do. I still think they are. I think it's not going to be an easy task. But I think if they do get in, I think they're going to upset someone just because, you know, there's, what, 11 games?
Wait a minute. You think if 100%. They played Boston, they'd knock them out, Tyler? Yeah, holy cow.
Yeah, I do. Well, when you think about it, Boston's just sailing right now. They feel comfortable right now. The Penguins are in playoff mode. They're playing playoff. Well, let's be honest. They should be playing playoff hockey right now. And if you can play playoff hockey and you know and you learn how to win for the last 10 games, it rolls into the first series where Boston's not doing that right now. They're kind of sailing. They're a great team, but I'm telling you, I think the bubble is going to burst on them.
All right, Tyler Kennedy. Thank you, Tyler. We appreciate it.
Thanks, boys.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.